Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
How the hell are you guys? This is the Luke and Pete Show, episode 199.53.
Yeah.
We're getting there, baby. I hope you guys enjoyed the Luke and Petey Festival over the weekend.
Mate, we're doing 199.53.
Right.
In the same way that my age is 31.84.
Right, okay. Are you hurtling towards
40? Yes,
40. Right.
But okay. What I'm trying to say, that doesn't actually work as a chat. But what I was going to try and say is,
so you ruined my conceit that we had a Peaky Blinders style festival over the weekend to inform us of how old you are, sort of.
But I don't think many people know about the Peaky Blinders festival.
Well, let's talk about it.
Go for it. Set the scene. Set the scene, Pete. How was it? What
Peaky Blinders?
Yeah, I've never seen a single episode.
No, me neither. Cillian Murphy, Tom Jones is in it.
Tom Bane from
Batman is in it.
And Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
He plays a man.
Did you call him Tom Bane?
Tom Bane.
Yeah.
Tom Bane's. And they all do crimes together and they all wear clothes from yesterday.
As you can see, they like the crime.
And they wear hats because there's Peaky Blinders. I think they've got knives in their hats.
Yeah.
And there was a festival over the weekend celebrating, like a little kind of like Peaky Blinders con. But the difference between like Comic-Con or all of the American shows for like, you know, Game of Thrones and the big episodes, the big series, is it didn't look very good.
Yeah.
It looked very underfunded. It just seemed to be a lot of people selling hats. A
lot of men of our age.
Yeah.
Knocking about in waistcoats and pocket chains and what those hats that they wear at the Tottenham Hotspur football stadium.
The Peaky Blinders, I guess. The Peakies. Yeah, because what you want on a rather warm weekend in Birmingham, in Digbeth, is to wear woolen suits.
The show's creator, Stephen Knight, said, "I spoke to a woman who said she'd come from LA for the day. That is commitment."
Where are you flying into with that?
Yeah.
Flying into London.
Yeah.
Going up to Birmingham.
So why have you particularly got a bee in your bonnet about this? People are just having a nice time, aren't they?
I'm just saying that we did a festival over the weekend.
Yeah.
We had Keith Cooks doing a live cooking demonstration.
We did. Yeah. Don't say this because people would legitimately think they've missed it. Keith Cooks hates you anyway.
He does.
Because you undermined him publicly.
I didn't undermine him publicly. I started the show thinking that he would never hear what I said. So I was a little bit careless with my words and I upset an old man. Now, look, if that's the worst thing I do on this run.
It's not even
in the top five.
No, it's not.
But he's not going to be doing that.
In a way, that is the story of a lot of podcasts, isn't it? Don't think anyone's going to hear it. Careless with your words.
Yeah.
Stage three, upset an old man.
Stage four, get signed to SNL. Then people go, hang on.
Didn't you used to upset all Chinese men? Yeah.
Yeah. That's what happened. Man of the weekend, he got signed to. It was a big celebration that they had the first American Chinese member of Saturday Night Live joining the cast. And this bloke looks a bit like a thumb. He also is joining. And he had some pretty, you know, like Americans, you know, like bad American stand-ups when they just, when they try and think, they think they're testing the fences, they think they're testing the boundaries of comedy, but they're not, they're just being really shite and racist. Like, it's like that. He's just doing these, like, he's just doing basic Chinese person voices, this guy, the guy who got signed for SNL. So everyone's going, hang on.
Yeah.
It's cancel culture, mate.
It is cancel culture.
Cancel culture.
Has he lost his job then?
No, he hasn't. He's just apologised, saying that he's testing things, testing the boundaries.
Can anyone?
But the scene was very much like us recording a podcast, except they were in a living room because they were filming each other, like talking and stuff, in the same way that we do have cameras in the room. So we do have the facilities to do it, but choose not to, because when we get in trouble and they want to play this on the news, they'll have nothing to go by.
There's plenty of video footage of you out there, mate, exactly. When you get in trouble. No. How far away do you think the Luke and Pete show is from cancel culture?
Joining SNL. I don't know. I think everyone's in on the joke.
Are we?
Until they're not.
Are we exactly in between, exactly as far away as you can be from Saturday Night Live on that side and cancel culture here? And there's like a little irrelevant bit in the middle.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, definitely. We're in the crevice.
It's not that bad being irrelevant, though, is it? It's not that bad.
Not bad. Sorry.
You can walk down the street. No one hassles you most of the time.
I was talking to the recording artist, Sam Fender.
Oh, yeah. I'm pleased you brought this up. Sorry to cut in, but I'm really pleased you brought this up because I'm hearing lots of things about this young gentleman.
Sam Fender.
And I'm seeing a lot of posters.
Sam Fender.
He's a very handsome man.
Sam Fender.
And he makes music, apparently. I've not heard a single note of it. Should I be out there listening to it?
You know what? He's a very authentic voice, I would say. And if you like a bit of Springsteen, he loves Springsteen himself, but he probably wouldn't appreciate the comparison because obviously when you get compared to Bruce Springsteen, people are going to go, you're not as good as Bruce Springsteen.
AKA the boss.
But he is.
AKA Juicy Brucey.
But it's a very Juicy Brucey. I'm having that. We play a lot of Springsteen, absolutely. Yeah, he's very good. And out of all of that kind of music, he is an authentic voice. He is an interesting voice, and his music's really good. The production's excellent.
What were you going to say about him? You're speaking to him, were you?
I was just sort of saying that he was talking about, like, you know, Pound Shop kind of Kardashian kind of characters who kind of do reality TV and stuff. And I was sort of saying, like, it's interesting, like, if you are like Alan Shearer, I was thinking about this last night, actually, Alan Shearer walking down the road, you've been remunerated by the fact that you played in football at a time where you could just make a lot of money. So he's on a pretty decent contract. He's probably got a pretty decent country pile full of a basement full of gold coins like Scrooge McDuck.
Yeah.
But if you're like just...
Except
you just
coins, not coins, they're little footballs.
Little gold footballs and you wrap them in foil.
Yeah.
Gold foil, more gold.
Yeah.
More gold footballs. Yeah. But yeah, if you're like a reality TV star... And you make, you know, maybe you leave the Big Brother house or you leave Love Island and you make like maybe 100 grand, right? And that's a considerable amount of money to someone who's never seen that amount of money. But then you can't walk down the street for the next 10 years.
Yeah.
Because, but you're not remunerated. The price of fame.
The word is remunerated.
Remunerated.
Yeah.
Why was I saying remunerated? Well, I was told remunerated.
Counterintuitive, but it's remunerated.
Remunerated. Remunerated.
Yeah,
it
do.
Is very early, Lou.
Yeah, the problem.
God, I've been saying remunerated a lot. I've said that in the interview. That goes out on Thursday. Shit.
You better go and get an edit.
Better go and remunerated.
Yeah, go and remove
remunerated.
It. But you're right. We've talked about this, I think, maybe before. Perhaps
make
just
it,
you and I.
Can I just make it very clear that I never correct Luke on any of his words?
You don't need to. You do sometimes. We almost certainly talked about it on this show because you and I don't go for pints together, so it won't have been over a pint. But
just makes me sleepy.
The fact
got things on.
The fact that they have to take into consideration is that they're probably too famous to get a normal job. But they're not famous enough to get any credible, consistent other work.
Yeah.
So they're after not debasing themselves by doing all this other different stuff.
Give them like, yeah, exactly. So I think the price of fame, there should be like a kind of a social security for reality TV stars.
Well, national minimum income, like in Finland.
But it will be, that will be high enough to sort of go, oh, well, they've got to put with taking selfies with people and chatting to people in the street, but they get paid a certain amount of money for it.
Well, I don't think people would get behind that, Pete. I think you're tone deaf there with the general public. I think if you make
people
a decision...
People really like reality TV stars, though.
Yeah, but if you make a decision to do that with your own life, then you're going to... Yeah, don't be surprised if it comes back to bite you.
What about people who don't? The bloke, the girlfriend, the bloke who's looking over his shoulder at another girl when he stood next to his
girlfriend. Meme guy.
The meme guy. All the meme guys.
He would have got paid for that, hadn't he?
He would have got paid about £4 for a session or something. Like, you know, for... You don't license your image, do you? You just sort of do a shoot. And that image gets licensed over and over again.
I hope he got it, wouldn't he? Because he probably sees yeah. that all the time.
Exactly, yeah. He made no money out of that.
Oh, meme victims. Someone pray for the meme victims.
My mate Al is always scared that he's going to become a meme.
Oh, yeah.
Lal. He's like just constantly never take a picture of him. Like, I think
it's a very modern fear, isn't
it? Yeah, I took a picture of him in a flat cap, weirdly, in a Peaky Blinder.
Yeah.
And he was he's like, don't put that anywhere. I was like, I'm struggling to see where I would put it.
Yeah.
That anyone would give a fucking shit about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
You look like Yoda in a hat.
You should. Well, but that, to be
Yoda
fair,
in a hat would
like,
be a meme.
Yeah, that would sound like a good meme.
It's grim up Tatooine.
He lives in Dagobah.
What?
Yoda lives in Dagobah.
He's lived all over the place. He's a fucking Jedi, mate. He's
true,
lived
yeah.
a life. Look at those. Look, does that face look like it's lived in one place at the same
Pete,
all the time?
What was the one thing we said when we started the show?
What?
We will not anger the Star Wars people because we don't know enough about it.
They don't have their own cons.
Speaking of memes, right. yeah. What about the guy who decided to hire a clown to take a redundancy meeting?
Very enjoyable.
Have you seen this?
I have. I retweeted it, mate.
There's a picture and everything.
It was.
Yeah, look at the picture.
Is that actually the clown itself?
It's brilliant.
Oh, God, so
for those who don't spend their lives on the internet like us, a guy who works for a New Zealand advertising agency, I believe, found out he had to go to a redundancy meeting, which I suppose would have been worrying. He was told he's going to lose his job rather than the kind of, oh, you might lose your job. And so he hired...
Called a redundancy, mate.
Yeah, sorry, mate. Yeah, to a redundancy meeting. So he hired a clown in a proper wig and waistcoat and all that kind of stuff to sit next to him while the meeting happened. It's understood the clown mimed crying when the redundancy... when the redundancy paperwork was handed over.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
The thing that annoys me is...
The employer in question said they had a policy of not commenting on individual employment matters out of respect for those involved. Apparently it was pretty full on.
If he is going to get any redundancy money, I fear that it will not be used well.
Apparently he's got a new job already.
Hey, yeah. Well, there you go.
He's going to be a clown. He's got a new job. He started out... Thrust it out on his own
Cloud
to do
union.
Some kind of thing.
Lovely. Okay.
Yeah.
Is that a job nowadays?
Apparently so.
You're saying you got a job?
Reality TV.
Oh, okay.
I thought that was a fantastic way of approaching what could be a truly horrific experience. Pete, I would like to take you to a redundancy meeting with me, dressed exactly as you are at the moment.
Right. And then just slowly throughout the thing, I'll just wet myself.
Yeah, and have a glasses drawn on pen on your face.
Just start blowing off. Just making a really low kind of noise.
Yeah.
You can't see your mouth move. What are you going?
Yeah, that would be good. Do it's been over and over again. what I would like to do. So that would be your role.
Did you go on the It's Been tunnel at the Luke & Pete con? It was brilliant. It was just a tunnel, an inflatable tunnel, and it was like it's been like all over and over again.
And you had to and rather than an egg and spoon race, we had like egg and long spoon race. Spoon and long egg race.
Yes, got something wrong. Ba-da-ba-ba-da-bub. That's what you got. That's all I have on my sound bank.
What else did Luke and Pete Con have going on at it?
I'm trying to think now. Let's have a look at the Luke and Pete show titles.
Did it have us?
Space News?
Did it have an area where you could really fight quite hard against impending serious decisions in adulthood?
Yeah, you could go into a room where you read out unbroadcast Luke and Pete emails where people have complained or just basically said nice things about the show, but with a sort of soft hand sort of going, Romania's actually quite ashamed of its past, etc.
True. And maybe
it's actually quite a nice email. I should read that one out.
You could read out a review saying, first few episodes were great, sadly it quickly went off the boil when the hosts stopped trying.
Is that an actual review?
A shame. Yeah.
When was that written?
Not that long ago.
Really? Well, stop trying. I mean, stop trying is very much... Got busy with other things, I think, is also a big one as well, guys.
Here's a delightful insight. And nothing... Well, there is a lot of things worse, but it's quite basic to just read out reviews of your own show on your own show.
Okay.
But this will be insightful for people. This will give people an entirely new insight into what it's like doing the job. And it is a job that we do, right? That first email...
Mm.
Sorry, that first review I just read out, I shortened it, but it actually also says, it's now devolved into, here are some emails we've received and not much else.
Yeah.
A shame.
Uh-huh.
Okay. The review, two reviews below it, I used to love this, but the boys have got away from the star of the show, the emails. So, literally, you cannot win.
I like that. Is there a looking page to show Reddit? Because the Football Ramble Reddit is abusive.
People hate me on that. Don't advertise it, because more people will get involved.
Oh, it's funny, though, isn't it? It's really funny. It's the things they think. Like, what I like about it is when you read something about a thing that you're involved in and they've got it completely wrong. I don't care whether they like it or not.
Yeah.
It's just the things like, well, obviously, Peter lives in space and he spends moon money. So that's why he needs to do the show, because he hasn't been... And Luke works for TalkSport. And it's just like all this stuff that they think. The Marcus works for the History Channel.
The thing that blows my mind is that you go... Someone will say, go on the Football Ramble Reddit.
Mm.
So you go on it
and
it's full of shit. And some actually,
it's genuinely funny.
Yeah, you're only saying that because you're scared of them. But it's not full of shit. But there is a lot of shit on it, and a lot of it is abusive, like personally, and all the rest of it. And you just have to kind of do that deal when you decide to do this, and that's fine. I'm not going to complain about it. But the thing that blows my mind is that I end up just after about 5 minutes when they're complaining, thinking, "Hang on, you started this Reddit." You started this, like 2,500 people there. It's nothing to do with me. Like, you basically created an entirely new space with which to give me shit.
No, I like it.
Yeah, I know you like it.
I get off scot-free almost.
Anyway, let's stop trying and just resort back to reading out some emails.
All right, then.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
So, Sheikh, you're telling me that drinking camel's urine is part of the deen? Achi, don't get me wrong.
Don't get me wrong.
Achi. I wonder what that word means. Achi. Like that bloke who touches muscles.
So if you are, oh, purple achi.
Fabulous muscles. I would enjoy the purple. I think I talk about this on here. I would enjoy the purple. I probably have before. Purple. I would enjoy the purple achi meme because it's a funny story of an older man molesting other men. If it wasn't incredibly racist. So
yeah. I would have as much of a problem with the horrendous abuse.
Right.
As I would with anything
else. He's just touching
else.
Muscles, isn't he?
But I remember I was...
Fabulous. Do you remember these...
I was labouring under the intention for quite a long time that it was because he wore a purple tracksuit.
Well, that's a better... That's a lovely image.
I thought that's
image.
What it was. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, let's reclaim the image of purple Aki wearing a purple tracksuit then, shall we?
Can we think of a meme more obscure than that for people listening?
No. You can give him a Google. He's pretty... People have got a Glastonbury with little signs, don't they?
Have you ever created a meme? People will be surprised to hear if you haven't.
No, because memes can't be created. People try, but they fail.
I thought there's all those Facebook groups where people like pay and then the memes get shared around and all the rest of it.
Well, it doesn't mean no, but you got to capture the imagination.
And next thing you know, it's Brexit. yeah, so if you are a member of the Football Ramble Reddit, thanks very much for your support. And yeah, by all means, pile in. There's no skin off our nose. What about this email? Hello at lukeandpeteshow.com, of course, is the email address. We are inundated, actually, at the moment. It kind of ebbs and flows. I think we hit on certain subjects people are really passionate about, and then sometimes we veer off because it's kind of an unplanned show that it sometimes sort of dries up, but it's certainly flowing rather than ebbing at the moment.
And sometimes you don't read enough emails out, and then I forget some of them, and I feel very guilty, and I'm constantly thinking about them in my private life.
I don't think we can guarantee people we're going to read their email.
I mean,
that's part of the deal, right? I mean, that's absolutely ridiculous. Otherwise, we'd be well behind. This is an email from Josh, who says, "Hi, guys, just a quick one." This is reference Teenage Mutant Hero / Ninja Turtles from last week. While Krang is depicted as a brain removed from his lizard-like body in the 1987 cartoon, he is in fact based on a peaceful alien race planet known as the Utroms from the original source material, aka the comics from 1984.
Right.
So this is a bit of information around TMNT canon.
Well, the TMNT, the original comics were the role-playing games that I used to play when I was a kid. That was based on those ones. That's why I was an armadillo.
That was something quite different.
Quite different.
That took place in your uncle's shed. One other point I need to make, while Luke is correct that in UK, the animated show was known as Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles due to the censoring of the word ninja, which was deemed too violent for children back in the 80s, it is widely recognised that Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is the official name. I knew that, Josh. I probably just made my point quite badly. Raphael was the best turtle. No debate needed. Cowabunga dudes. Josh. And I'll bracket up with this email from Stuart, who says, "I've been waiting patiently, but no one has corrected you yet." To be fair, Stuart, it was only, I think it was two shows ago. In an earlier episode, you claimed that Raphael was the only turtle to have a different colour to his normal red in the beginning. Incorrect. It was actually all the turtles that wore red. So he is the only one to have kept his original colour. Hopefully now I have this off my chest, I'll be able to sleep at night. Thanks, Stuart. He fights Bob Wall in both.
You say again? He fights Bob Wall?
In both.
What do you mean?
It's an Office reference to that IT guy. Oh, no, right. I haven't seen him fight Enter the Dragon. I've seen him fight Bob Wall in Way of the Dragon.
Oh, okay, right, okay.
I've seen him fight Chuck Norris in Way of the Dragon.
Do you want to describe these Ninja Turtles, what they're up to?
One of them's eating a bit of pizza.
One of them's eating a pizza.
One of them's reading the put off, for goodness sake. One's reading the porno.
One of them's reading a porno. One of them's drinking a bottle of beer. Now they're having
a lovely time.
They've all got, what have they got? Oh, they've all got willies. Big old willies with bulbous amounts of pubage. Now one of them's getting stabbed. They're just four or five men. I think these are like outsider sort of New York artists.
Right.
And they've like covered themselves in sort of green bin material and made their own really shitty ninja turtles.
Oh, good.
Ninja Turtle.
Oh, good. And now that's happening. Peter, you can link people to that with an 18+.
I don't think anyone... Now they're chopping, I think, Leonardo's head off.
Yeah,
and there's loads of like ragu coming out of his head. I think it's beautifully put together, personally. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, for more videos like that, come to the Ramble Live.
Just search Live Leak Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, Michelangelo's having a lovely old time there.
He's just celebrating a man.
We should plug ramblelive.com, by the way.
Yeah, we should. Well, where's that come from?
Because I just said, for more of that, come to see us football ramble live.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Yeah.
I thought you, because I said live leak.
Yeah.
Which is like a video where you find all the people crashing their planes and shit. But yeah, and crazy videos you're not going to see anywhere else, baby. Yeah. Pretty horrible stuff, to be honest.
You're not
the new Ogrish.
There's some crazy videos you're not going to see anywhere else at Football Ramble Live as well.
Exactly. So we spend a lot of time doing the videos and stuff and doing little set pieces for Football Ramble Live. Because you might think that, you know, Ramble Live is just four blokes sat down guffing on about football. It's fucking not.
Wow.
I wish it was. It would be easier.
Yeah, that is true.
I wouldn't feel quite so exhausted by the end of the show. But come and see us. RambleLive.com.
We're coming to a town near you. And if you like...
Northampton. What's the one in the commuter town that I always forget and I always think it's St. Albans?
Wickham.
Wickham.
Yeah.
Come and see us in Wickers.
Yeah.
Come and see us in Bournemouth.
And I think if people like this show... They will probably like Football Ramble Live because it's far less football-y than anything
it's
we do as a podcast.
Not about football.
Yeah, it's far more kind of general interest. And it's got videos, it's got multimedia entertainment. Mm. So that's RambleLive.com. Our first show's Thursday, 26th of September in Hackney in London. We're going all around England and then we're going to the US for a bit. And in the spring, we're going to Europe.
Holy moly.
Anyway, Peter, do you want to do an email?
Yeah, I would actually. That's right.
Good. Yeah, go ahead.
Eric in Seoul. Hello, Eric in Seoul. His name's not Eric in Seoul. Like, is it Eric B and Rakim?
Yeah.
Were they an artist?
Yeah. Could you
together, a duo?
Could you sound more old than that? Mind you, you have to be quite old to know Eric B and Rakim.
Yeah,
paid
exactly.
in full and all the rest of
exactly,
it.
Exactly, yeah, so,
yeah. Everyone loves Rakim as an MC.
Well, I got short shrift of the Ramble for mentioning Pokemon, so I've learned my lesson. Hello to
for mentioning
Eric,
what?
Pokemon.
Oh, Pokemon.
Apparently
yeah.
he's won, apparently Ash, the main Pokemon kid, you know, the lad with a cap.
Yeah.
He's finally won after like 25 years the Pokemon Championship.
Right. He never won it before.
He never won it before.
Why? Is that part of the conceit?
I think so. Well, it's not like, oh, we're not going to give it to you. But apparently he's never won that Pokemon tournament. He's finally done it 25 years in.
Have you seen that?
That's the case.
Have you seen that video where they put that movie out where Pikachu talks for the first time and everyone loses their shit?
Mm, Detective Pikachu, yeah.
No, no, it's not that film. It's like a cartoon one before that.
Oh, right, okay.
Oh,
yes. No, I think wasn't that a trailer for Detective Pikachu that people lost their goddamn minds?
He certainly
spoke in the video game, I remember that.
But he says something other than Pikachu.
Oh.
And people in the theatre just lose their minds. You hear a guy in the background just going, the fuck?
It's because he said the N-word. It's really upsetting.
No, he didn't.
Why did you choose that word for your second word, Pika?
Listen, Nathan, yeah. Anyway, do an email. Carry on.
Eric in Seoul says, hi, guys. Just wanted to add to Pete's chat about snooping around in Airbnbs. One time, a few years ago, I rented an Airbnb in Montreal with my girlfriend, and we found magic mushrooms, potentially some more illicit drugs inside a mint tin. So it's always worth a peek. Thank you for that, Eric in Seoul.
Yeah,
you're never staying in my house.
If you're going to go stay in... Well, there's 2 points to this. One is, if you're going to rent out your house as an Airbnb, get rid of your drugs, or at least put them somewhere locked.
Get rid of your drugs.
Because there might be kids around.
Correct.
And two, if you are staying at someone's house as an Airbnb, don't go through their shit. Or is that part of it?
I think you can meet in the middle, to be honest. If you're going to leave drugs out, people are going to have a snoop. You can smell them. Smell them.
And if you're going to be a snoop...
Take it in the poop.
No, but you should. Is the custom when you stay at someone's Airbnb that they accept that you're going to root around in their shit?
They could be high. Look, my Airbnb reviews are peerless, like complete and utter peerless.
People have reviewed you on?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I've never rented out my place. It would be impossible.
That would be. Sorry, mate. Don't skip over that because, with the greatest of possible respect, that would be depressing.
Why would that be depressing?
Well, because you go to London for a nice time and you rent that your place, which is like a little box.
People go to New York and... Have you been to a hotel in New York under $150 a night?
No. What do I look like?
I'm just saying.
Well, so you're saying that people would go... this is going to sound really offensive and I hope you don't take it that way.
It's not my house. I don't own it. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I'm saying people will be disappointed if they Airbnb somewhere and it turns up and it's your place.
Hang on, so... A central London flat.
Scaffolding.
What?
Scaffolding outside.
Not yet.
Oh, really?
Not
planned,
yet, baby.
Planned.
Not yet, baby. it's their funeral.
They
want to see what they want to see.
They turn up, they're presented with some of the following things, right?
Right.
A gaming chair.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not been wiped down.
Very comfortable.
Probably not.
Why would it need to be wiped down? I'm not in the nutty. Mind you, on a hot day, if I'm topless, I will have to put a towel off the back of it, so I don't like this.
This is
feeling
what I'm talking about.
Leather on my skin.
They're going to open the freezer. It's not leather. It's pleather.
Pleather.
They're going to open the freezer. They're going to see one Calippo and a bottle of Campari or something.
Right. Okay. No.
They're going to open the
fridge. If they open it today, they would see no Calippo and a bottle of Campari.
Okay. Sorry.
You're going to. I happen to think just having nothing in your freezer apart from a bottle of Campari is a pretty good look. And if I was 18 and I looked forward to my life, I'd say, wow, Pete, you're putting a bit of weight. And also, that's cool.
I'll tell you what,
Campari.
If I saw you walking down the street dressed in that shirt,
yeah,
Calippo in one hand, bottle of Campari in the other, I'd think you were a pretty cool customer.
That guy's off to a party.
Yeah, and then if they open the fridge, they're going to see a bottle of ketchup,
yeah,
probably a bottle of sriracha sauce,
mm,
and that's going to be it.
Yeah. Medicine, probably.
Medicine. Yeah, stockpiling ahead of Brexit.
Keep me alive.
Yeah.
I am actually doing that.
But they could play some sweet video games, couldn't
they? They could play some sweet video games. So many choices. You've got my little tiny wee laptop here. You've got a bigger laptop. A Stakhanov company laptop.
As much thermal paste as you can use.
And as much thermal paste as you can jam into your nostrils.
How much are you charging for Airbnb for your place?
I'd get a pretty decent price because I know how much things cost. There's a bit of room there. There's facilities for cooking. If you get old shit out of the oven, keep
as a cupboard, yeah.
It's good. Yeah, it's all there, mate.
All right, fair enough.
Get a pretty penny. It is against my rental
agreement. I understand that. Well, we won't tell anyone about that. No. Your Airbnb reviews are top quality, are they?
Mate, every last one, everybody fucking loves me. We'll go through them next week. Speaking of renting a house, a guy now in Japan, Luke, lovely chap, has got a sign in his lift. I think it's some kind of maybe residents' union or something. They're complaining about the people who own the building.
Right.
But that's what the sign says.
Make gentrify, total destroy, rent is a fuck. 410 trillion dead landlords. Yeah. Wow, that is some kind of code.
I like it.
It's like the code they pick up in the third season of Stranger Things when they're listening to the radio and it's all in Russian.
I think I think that's the sign for fire. Lovely.
What are they trying to do with that? What are they trying to achieve?
I don't know. I don't think they're enjoying their interactions with their landlord, possibly.
Maybe not.
Maybe not.
What about this email from Dan Goldberg? Hi, guys. Ooh. All your talk of Jeremy Renner reminded me of the story that broke last week.
Mm.
Jeremy has shut down his Jeremy Renner app due to excessive amounts of trolls pretending to be him. I especially like this quote from the man himself. What was supposed to be a place for fans to connect with each other has turned into a place that is everything I detest and can't or won't condone. Poor guy.
Yeah, it was broken. The actual generator was kind of just there all the time. Nobody was trolling him or impersonating him. The way that the app presented discussions on the little groups that are inside the Jeremy Renner app, it always sounded like it was coming from Jeremy Renner. So it looks a bit mad. So it looks like...
So this is the problem of the development of the app then?
Yeah, yeah. The app was just one of those it was a very generic fan app that a load of stars have.
It was endorsed by Jeremy.
Yeah, it was, yes. So Jeremy Renner presumably had, you know, a little bit of skin in the game. It's a little place for Jeremy Renner apps to enjoy themselves. This is one of the shots. It's Jeremy Renner.
Jeremy with a pair of bins?
A pair of binocs. So there's all these people who are massive fans of Jeremy Renner. Have a rocking weekend, everyone. What's the plan?
It just looks like Instagram.
It's like Instagram, but it's Jeremy Renner. And a guy called Stefan, who I think is a post for Deadspin. Is this a sports site or something like that? It's one of those gawkery kind of sites from back in the day. I will be looking at porn on my computer. And that's what he replied. And so people started piling in, going, nasty, not cool. But every time somebody would reply to this chap about his porno post, it would come up like Jeremy Renner said it. So it'd be a little picture of Jeremy Renner. It said, Jeremy Renner, basically going, nasty, not cool.
As if
Jeremy Renner had got involved himself. And there was a big hoo-ha, and he absolutely tanked it.
Like Jeremy Renner got involved in his own Reddit page and started piling in on it.
And then we should do that. And then Jeremy Renner porn or truth sites account started setting up on the Jeremy Renner app and started creating all kinds of problems.
I find Jeremy Renner an entirely confusing gentleman.
He's unlikable in everything he does.
I find you quite dislikable.
He is quite unlikable. But weirdly, he looks like... do you remember the podcast you did, The Wins or Not, with Josh Grebbles and...
Oh, he does look like him,
Krupa.
Yeah.
He looks like Daniel Krupa.
Yeah, he does a bit, yeah.
So, but I like Daniel Krupa, so I'm kind of torn a little bit.
Don't stop when I'm in the middle of drinking some water, mate. Sorry, stuff.
You started drinking, and then I started drinking a bit of coffee.
Yeah, I find that I might have mentioned this on one or two outlets before, that when you see like a big ensemble cast in a big Hollywood movie,
yeah,
he feels a bit like a charisma vacuum. I don't really know what he's for, because he's not like a strong man or a hard man. He's not a particularly sort of engaging actor.
No,
he's not got that star quality you'd associate with someone like The Rock or whatever, you know. So, because there's a big difference between, I think, a movie star and an actor.
Yeah.
Like, some people are amazing actors, but they're not stars, are they? Yeah. Like, someone like Daniel Day-Lewis, he's a star to an extent because he's such a good actor and because of the narrative around him. Someone like Tom Cruise is just a straight star, isn't he? And some of them, I guess, straddle both. Renner's neither of those things. And I've just disturbingly read in that article that Dan Goldberg linked us to that he's also an aspiring singer. That's not going to go well.
Yeah, he's got an album.
It's not going to go well.
It never goes well. Bruce Willis.
Really basic, sort of bluesy, sort of.
I'm trying to think of like bad. There's Bruce Willis. Who did Gladiator? Russell Crowe. He's got a band. Who's got a little Peter?
Kiefer Sutherland's involved.
Kiefer Sutherland. Yeah, and they're all sort of quite middle of the road rock band, kind of Bruce Springsteen kind of jobs, aren't they?
Yeah. It's going to be like latter day Bob Dylan. But with better singing, probably. no one wants to hear that. No. Look, let's get out of here, Pete. We've got to go. We've got things to do today. Thanks very much for joining us. We will see you again on Thursday for episode 199.54. I didn't think Pete's admin could get any more complicated, but it has.
Yeah.
See you then. Have a great week.
Has been a Stakhanov production.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And on my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.